From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs. Reams have been written about Memphis, Tennessee's place in the creation of rhythm and blues, rockabilly, rock and roll, and blues music. But on the other side of the Mississippi River, often forgotten, is the pivotal role Crittenden County's West Memphis, Arkansas, had during this period as a playground of Memphians, West Memphians, Mississippians, and beyond, with its music, gambling, and nightclubs. The first river bridge between the two Memphises opened in 1892. A second bridge opened in 1916. The city of West Memphis incorporated in 1923.
I bought a home in West Memphis back in 1949. Bought a home in West Memphis back in 1949. I come home on Sunday morning and my house was burning down.
The population of West Memphis nearly quadrupled during the decade of the 1930s. Greyhound racing became legal in the county in 1935 and remains so today, but plenty of things went on in West Memphis that were not legal. With Memphis, Tennessee's 9 p.m. noise ordinance and West Memphis authorities paid off to look the other way at the gambling, drugs, and prostitution, nightlife on the Arkansas side swelled to a fever pitch. 9th and 10th and especially 8th Street became the center of West Memphis's scene, but the rowdiness was not confined to that area. In the 1940s and 1950s, venues in town such as the Joy Theater hosted live burlesque shows that had been banned in Memphis. Later, artist and musician Jimmy Crosswaite, who lived in East Arkansas, remembered screenings of nudist colony footage and stag films and said West Memphis was where Memphians could get extra wild. Musician and West Memphis native Wayne Jackson recalls regular cockfights being held under the River Bridge. Many of the West Memphis revelers were from Shelby County, Tennessee's naval base in Millington.
Oh, last night.
Launched in 1942, the Plantation Inn nightclub was a favorite spot for West Memphis debauchery. The club hosted such legendary house bands as Gene Bowlegs Miller, Ben Branch and the Largos, Willie Mitchell and the Four Kings, and the Phineas Newbern Sr. family band, with sons Phineas Jr. on piano and Calvin on guitar. Isaac Hayes sang with the Ben Branch band for $5 a night. Nicknamed the P.I., Morris Berger and his son Louis Jack owned the club, which had once been an actual plantation house. A neon sign reading, "Having Fun with Morris," was hung near the stage and was also the name of the radio show hosted by Berger and broadcast from the P.I. Other West Memphis night spots included the Square Deal Cafe, the Little Brown Jug, the Willowdale Inn, the Busy Bee, the Cotton Club, the Blue Goose, and Pimpy Jones's Pool Hall. West Memphis radio was part of the mix as well, broadcasting rockabilly and blues, much of it performed live on the air by the likes of Sonny Boy Williamson, Howlin' Wolf, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley.
Oh, Red, what you gonna do? Oh, Red, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired telling you to sing them blues.
Howlin' Wolf, Robert Lockwood, Junior Parker, Sonny Boy Williamson II, B.B. King, and countless less-known bluesmen all lived in West Memphis at various points in their careers. Howlin' Wolf, in particular, acknowledged the musical amalgam that occurred in the area. Wolf and others took the Delta blues and added amplifiers and drums. While it became known as Chicago-style blues, Wolf and other of its practitioners called it the West Memphis sound. The February 1960 murder of a Memphis girl by a Memphis boy on the Arkansas side brought much of the wide-open West Memphis scene to a quick halt. Less than a week after the incident, Danny's Club and the Cotton Club both closed. The Plantation Inn stayed open for a few more years until 1964, but the family diversified. They opened Pancho's Mexican Restaurant with a club in the back called the El Toro. West Memphis's legendary Plantation Inn became Pancho's parking lot. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.